Hi everyone, this is Karen Walrond with Chookalunks.com and welcome to the second episode of the Beauty of Different podcast, where we explore the intersection between photography and music. This week we're going to be talking about shooting at dusk, and my inspiration was the new song Better Than Everything by the band Eat More Cake, which I just love the name of that band. The song is a really sort of mellow kind of funky beat, and when I listened to it the first time, it made me think of all the anticipation that I used to feel, particularly when I was single, on a Friday night, you know, that moment you realize that you're about done for the week and there's all the potentiality that lies ahead for the weekend. So I thought that what better way to capture that kind of mood, that kind of feeling of anticipation, than to shoot at dusk on a Friday night. So that's what I did. And what we're going to do is you're going to come along with me on that photo shoot in a little bit. But here are some things that you should think about when shooting at dusk, and things that I realized when I was shooting that night. The first thing, and this is probably the most basic thing, is you don't want to use the flash on your camera, because the whole point of shooting at dusk is to really capture that wonderful, magical blue feel of the evening at dusk. And a flash would ruin that. A flash would completely alter the light. So you don't want to do that. So instead, I would opt for a lens that allows for a lot of light into the camera, which basically means a lens that has a really wide aperture, or conversely, it doesn't seem to make sense, but basically it's a lens that has that really low aperture number. So I was using my 50mm 1.4 lens, because 1.4 is a really low aperture number and it tends to let a lot of light into the camera, so you can capture all that wonderful ambient light. That said, the second thing is, when I shoot in low light, a lot of times your inclination is to up the ISO, because you need as many light catchers as possible to capture all that available light. But the problem with that is, when you shoot at a high ISO, the image starts to get kind of grainy or noisy. So I still like to shoot with a really low ISO. And I start at about 200. I start really, really low and start edging up to about 400 or so as an ISO. So start low and edge up if you need to. And then finally, since you're shooting wide open and you've got that ISO, you want to make sure to play with your shutter speed. And this, to me, is kind of the nuance of shooting at dusk. Because if you have a shutter speed that's slow enough, it's actually going to end up looking like you're shooting it in broad daylight if you let that much light in. So you kind of have to play with your shutter to make sure it's not too slow and not too fast to really capture that lovely, moody light. And you'll have to check me when you get into the part where I take you on the shoot, but I think I shot most of the shots you're going to see on Chookalunks.com at about 1/400th of a second shutter speed. But you know, it's going to vary depending where you are. You know, every time I give you these settings, sort of take them with a grain of salt, because every time you go out, the circumstances around your shoot may be totally different from the ones that I had when I shot. So that's pretty much it. We're going to go right into the photo shoot right now. And then straight from that, we're going to go into that wonderful new song, Better Than Everything from Eat More Cake. One warning, though, the song has a bit of profanity in it. So if you are listening to this at work, or if you're listening to this where you have young children that might be within earshot, you might want to put a headset on, because while the song is very mellow and very kind of got a really cool vibe, some of the lyrics are a little bit salty. So just be careful who's listening along, but I think you'll enjoy it. And with that, let's go into the field. So hi, this is Karen, and we are going to be shooting at sunset today. The song that I picked is Better Than Everything by Eat More Cake. And I have to tell you, the song kind of reminded me of going out on a Friday night when I was single and living in London. I'm no longer single nor living in London, but it is Friday night when I'm shooting this. And so we're going to go take a walk and take a look. We're in a place that is as close to London as we can find here in Houston. It's a outdoor cafe sort of park area that my husband Marcus and I come to quite frequently. As I said, it's about sunset. The sun's just about to dip behind the horizon. It is one of those perfect spring Texas days. So it's cool and there's not a cloud in the sky and things are gorgeous. So I'm going to be shooting with my 50 millimeter lens. And I'm going to be shooting at an ISO of 200 because I want to make sure that I have as little grain as possible. My shutter speed is at about 1/160th of a second. So I'm just going to go around here and shoot some. The first shot I'm going to take right now is of our wine glasses because wine glasses always say Friday night to me, for whatever that's worth. And now I'm going to leave my husband. Husband, say hello.
Hi.
So I'm going to leave my husband and go take a walk for a little bit and see what we can see. So this place is full of people walking. Lots of first dates are going on around here. And it's just a very pretty little place with lots of twinkle lights and fountains and things like that. So I'm just going to take a couple of shots of nighttime shots. It actually is looking a little bit brighter than it should, so I'm adjusting my shutter speed to 1/400th of a second to kind of make it look more accurately what it looks like. Yeah, that's better. 1/500th. Let's try that. Yes, much better. So that's what we're getting, that sort of moodiness. So sometimes you can set your camera where it gets way more light inside of it than it really needs. So you have to kind of take a look around at what your environment looks like and see how close you can get to it to really get a mood. And that's one of the things that I really try to stress whenever I talk to people about shooting is, you know, Photoshop is great, but you can do a lot of the work ahead of Photoshop just by getting your camera settings correct. So right now I've just played with my camera settings just a little bit so I can make sure that that the mood is set pretty much like it looks in real life, that sort of dim, the light starting to turn blue, that kind of thing. I'm going to walk a little bit over here so that I could show you some of the really pretty lights that are around the area, because I think the lights kind of lend to that. It's finally the weekend, let's party kind of place, so we're going to do that. There's lots of kids playing out here at night. This is a really, really popular place to come for, I think, families, because it's mom and dad can get a decent glass of wine while the kids play, and it's still got that kind of nighttime vibe, which you will see. There's some really beautiful lights here. I don't know if you can hear the camera going off, but some really lovely lights. Lots of first dates. Again, lots of people kind of seeing and being seen and that kind of thing. Get a picture of the cafe right here. Anyway, so that's it. So really the lesson to be taken here is when you're shooting in the dusk time, when the light's starting to fade, really kind of play with your shutter speed or aperture and see what you can do to kind of adjust the light so that what you're getting kind of reflects exactly what the mood is that you're supposed to get. And with that, I'm going to turn you over to Eat More Cake, that wonderful song. Oh, I need to warn you, there are a couple of F-bombs in the lyrics, so you may not want to be listening to this too loud at work or with your kids around, but trust me, it's a great song, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks very much. Take care.
Like you wouldn't believe. Ask her for a number, she writes it on my record sleeve. We talk, dance, kiss, get pissed. Haven't met anyone as promising as this for ages. She's just my type, nice eyes and the long brown hair I like. So I say, when am I gonna see you again? Yeah, okay, Monday night it is then. We meet in the same place. She's at the bar with a cheeky grin on her face. I'm sorta late, but she's brought a mate, so it's cool. She's all dressed up and she looks incredible. The music's loud, we have to shout. She doesn't want her friend to feel left out. She's considerate and she's sweet, not just a good-looking idiot like most girls I meet. It's a really good night, even better than the first time I met her. We have a lot of fun together, so we go out again. And then she pulls a sickie, comes round and spends the day with me. One minute we're sitting there both fully dressed, and the next, well, I'm sure you can guess. And we lay down to rest. She falls asleep on my bed with her head on my chest. It starts to get dark, we drive to the park for a spliff and a heart to heart. She talks about her job and her ex, and asks me what I look for in the opposite sex. Well, the answer's right in front of me, so I tell her I look for good company in somebody, and there's no way round it. Deep down I know I found it.
Spending time with you,
it's her birthday next week and I thought that she might like to go. I knew she'd be pleased, but shit, she overreacts a bit. I don't believe it, you shouldn't have. She makes it feel like such a big deal when it isn't. It's just a stupid concert ticket. Thanks, but you shouldn't have spent so much. She goes on about it enough, she won't shut up. Anyway, following week I meet up with her. We've agreed to see this film at the cinema. But when we arrive, we find it isn't showing, so we end up going for a drive instead. And then we head back to mine, watch some videos, drink some wine. It isn't what we planned, but we have a good time, and everything seems fine. However, after an hour or so, she says she's getting tired and she better go. Okay, I say, but you know you're more than welcome to stay. It's late and you live such a long way away. Soon as I've said it, I regret it, cause she starts going on about how she just wants to have fun and not take things seriously. So I tell her, whatever, it's fine with me, and we agree, we'll just take things slowly, see how it goes. Jesus, anyone would think I proposed by the way she reacts. Trouble is, I really like her, and I think she knows that. But I was only being polite, offering her a place to stay for the night. I suppose I should be playing it cool, but I thought we were adults, not in secondary school.
Spending time with you,
over a week and she still hasn't called me back. What the fuck is she playing at? And I can't help but notice the text message she sends doesn't have a little X at the end. There's obviously something wrong, so I phone her up and I ask her, what's going on? Cause I need to know. If you don't want to go out with me anymore, just say so. She assures me it's nothing like that. She's just having a bad week, hasn't been getting much sleep. Says she's available tomorrow night, and if I like we can meet. So we do, but it's clear from the minute she arrives, the girl's got something else on her mind. She looks absolutely traumatized, but she won't tell me why, she just sits there in silence, looking distraught. I keep on asking her what's happened, but she won't talk. Sorry, she says, I shouldn't have come. Don't apologize, I say, just tell me what's going on. Look, this isn't because of you, but I think we should split up, I've got a lot of thinking to do. What, is she having a laugh? You can't just break up with someone and not tell them why, that's harsh. But she's serious and that's the end. She drops me home and I'll never see her again. And to this day I'm still wondering, whatever happened to her? Maybe she was pregnant or dying. Maybe nothing happened at all, she was just lying. God knows what it was really about. Women, I'll never fucking figure them out.
Spending time with you,
was Better Than Everything by Eat More Cake off of their brand new album Climb the Ladder, Live the Dream. You can buy that song and the entire album actually at their website eatmorecake.com for £4.99. I bought the album and it is amazing. It's been on constant repeat in my house, so I think you'll enjoy it too. Also, make sure you go to chookalunks.com to see the photographs that I took. If you're listening to this on iTunes, you want to make sure to go to chookalunks.com to see the photographs that accompany this podcast to kind of give you some inspiration for your own photo shoots. And finally, if you're interested in sponsoring a future episode of the Beauty of Different podcast, just contact me directly at karen@chookalunks.com, karen@chookalunks, chookalunks.com. And we'll see about getting you set up for a sponsorship. So that's it for this week. If you go out this weekend, I hope you do, and take your camera with you, shoot some shots of dusk. You can leave it in the comment section of chookalunks.com or email me directly at the same web email address I just gave. And I can't wait to see what you do. And in the meantime, you guys go out and have a wonderful weekend full of great anticipation. See you next time. Bye.